Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, you remember a couple of years ago, 2021, the San Francisco 49ers, who are one of the top teams in the league, but they haven't been able to get that elusive Super Bowl win in like 30 years or so. But they went all in, and I mean all in, gave up first round picks in 2021, 2022, and 2023, plus a third round pick in 2022 to draft Trey Lance with the third overall pick. Lance, Rob, was a Division I AA player, FCS, had only had 17 starts at North Dakota State. And now, in large part because of injury, but he's only started four games in his 2 years for the Niners, and now he's not slated to be the starter. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant the year before in the draft, had come in last year, played really well, had the highest passer rating in the league, 107, for the games he played. He played about nine games, started, I believe, five. And then won two playoff games and was very good in the first win over Seattle with three touchdowns. So it's Purdy's job to lose. And now Trey Lance is actually battling with Sam Darnold to just get on the roster, according to reports. Now, it's not like there's strong indication they're going to cut him, but they do like another quarterback named Brandon Allen, and it looks like they want to keep him. You know, he's not going to play much, but it looks like they want to keep him on the roster to see if he can, you know, become anything. And that could mean that if Trey Lance loses the second spot, the backup spot to Sam Darnold, he could, you know, be on his way to somewhere else. And he hadn't gotten a chance, Rob, or he has, but he's been injured. It's hard to even – hasn't been spectacular by any stretch in his limited playing time, but it's so limited that it is hard to get like a – have a firm opinion on him. But I will say this, Rob, the Niners, I mean, they're seeing him in practice. It's like we've talked about Jordan Love, and I get it. Some guys are gamers, and they'll be better in the game than they are in practice or vice versa. But he clearly isn't blowing them away in practice. You know, so I think if he's not their guy, forget all that, man, we gave up so much for him, we got to play him. No. What's done is done. If you made a mistake, you made a mistake, but you still have a team that is a Super Bowl contender, and if Trey Lance isn't the guy to get you there, then go with the guy who you think is, presumably at this point at least, Brock Purdy. So, I talked about with the Mets.
I hear you. If I'm the owner, I need to know from the general manager that you swung and missed, and what happened here, and why did we move up and give up picks to this guy who now you're saying can't play? So I'd have to reevaluate our scouting and that we missed that much, and we gave up for somebody, guy who played four games for us. And now Sam Darnold, who hadn't really been able to do much, you know, we're already ready to move on from this kid without really seeing him totally, Chris, healthy and some time. So I would be leery of doing that and having not seen enough of him in game action. But I do subscribe to the belief, and I've told you this a few times, and I think it is the right approach. Joe Dumars, when he was the Pistons president and general manager, Chris, his philosophy was, it's not about being right, it's about getting it right. And if right. I drafted somebody that doesn't work out, and I'll trade him. And a lot of GMs don't want to do that because you're admitting that you made a mistake. People make mistakes. That's why they put erasers on pencils. Like, why would you act like you haven't made a mistake, Chris? But there are GMs who will just go to the mat and force. You've seen right. in the NBA. Oh, stick yeah. with players who you know can't play. They can't play.
No, I agree with that philosophy. And that's right. what I'm saying. Like, and again, I hear you. I mean, like I said, I haven't been overly impressed in the little bit I've seen of Trey Lance, and I thought Purdy was good. I do think Purdy should enter camp or should have entered camp as QB1. But I also think, you know, if he doesn't look good and Darnold or Lance blows you away, then, you know, maybe you look that way. But I think Purdy's pretty good. And Rob, the thing we have heard,
I'm still not sure on Purdy yet. I need to see more.
I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but he looked good in what he did last year. And only an injury, of course, derailed him. The one thing, like, Shanahan clearly likes Purdy and talked about it even before he was playing, like how this kid had something. And I think he may have even used the word special. Now, this is before he's playing, right? Jimmy G's the quarterback. Sam Darnold, he compared him famously now to Steve Young. Maybe he can become a Steve Young. And I'm maybe missing it, Rob G. Let me know if I missed it or Rob, you know. But I don't hear that type of praise about Trey Lance coming from Shanahan. Obviously started him last year, so he probably did say some glowing things about him last year. But I don't know. It does. It just seems like, I mean, you're hearing the other two guys get big love and not Trey. I get it, Rob. You certainly want to see him play. But if Purdy is just beating him out in practice, and we saw Purdy play well in games, and you have a team that's built to win now, you got to go with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're going to go with who gives you the best chance. And if you really believe that it's Brock Purdy, then that's the guy you have to go with. If you don't, or you question it, or we saw it, I always go back to Seattle, right? They signed Matt Flynn to this big contract.
Yep.
And Russell Wilson shows up, the baseball player, played football at Wisconsin, Chris, right? And he shows up, and all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. He's better than that guy.
Yep.
And they made
the rookie.
Right, right? Matt Flynn threw six touchdowns in one game, the all-time record in Green Bay Packers history, right? Better than Bart Starr, Brett Favre. Yeah. And, right. And he got a contract. He killed the Lions, threw for 500 yards, 6 touchdowns. He destroyed them. Yep. They thought, we got our quarterback, Matt Flynn.
Yep.
The dude didn't even play. Did he play a game? I don't think he played a game.
Russ, I don't think Russ missed any games. And then they moved on from him. Yeah. No, I agree. And again, Rob, I think that's the smart thing to do. Right? I mean, don't sit there and try to cover your tracks, because it's going to come back to haunt you anyway. You put Matt Flynn out there because you gave him all this money and he's horrible, then what? You put Trey Lance out there instead of Brock Purdy, and because you gave up all that draft capital for him and he's bad, then what? I am totally with the getting it right philosophy.
Yeah, no, I like that philosophy. I think that makes total sense to me. But you remember too, Chris, to just refresh people, Michael Lombardi, friend of ours, right? The former NFL executive. He reported that Kyle Shanahan actually wanted Mac Jones and not Trey Lance. And Lombardi said that the quote unquote, Chris, the resistance factor within the organization led the 49ers to taking Lance instead. So again, if you're Shanahan and you didn't really want the guy, now you can use that to say, see, I didn't want him from Jump Street. And the coach ultimately is going to have that say, because it's their system, it's their program. And you got to give him what he wants. But what did Bill Parcells always talked about? If I'm going to make the meal, I got to buy the groceries. You know, like I got to pick the ingredients.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center.
Court is now in session.
David Justice, what's happening?
Yo,
welcome into The Odd Couple.
What's up, fellas? Boy, it's an exciting time of the year right here, fellas. That's great, it is.
Yeah,
I know.
Good to have right here. One, too. Yep.
No doubt. And that's where we're going to start, Dave, with the trade deadline that went on today. It's all over. You yourself have been dealt a couple times in your major league career. How difficult can it be for a player on this day? And what goes through your mind when you actually do get traded?
Well, Rob, a couple things. It depends who you're getting traded to. If you're going to a team that's in contention, then you're excited. Like when I got traded to the Yankees, there was an excitement there because I knew I was going somewhere in which we were trying to win. But the part that's challenging is, you know, players are used to their routine. Like I had a routine in Cleveland. I know my Starbucks I go to in the morning. I know what time I'm going to the stadium. I know the route how long it takes me to get to the stadium. When you get traded, it's like your whole life gets disrupted. And every team expects you to be there the next day. Because I know usually baseball gives you a couple days sometimes, right? I know, you know, they expect you to be there the next day. They expect you to go 5 for 5. They expect you to come in balling, fellas. So there's a little bit of pressure because, you know, you want to come in and do well. You want everybody to see why they traded for you. So there's a level of pressure there. So there are things that are challenging. Definitely the living conditions, because when you get traded, you got to get out of one place. You got to find a place to live. They usually put you in a hotel for a week. I mean, a lot of things are kind of crazy in the very beginning of a trade, especially during the season. But eventually, you know, it works itself out. But if you get traded from a real good team to a team that you know is not going to play in the playoffs, that part really sucks.
David, that's an interesting point you brought up because you're right. I've thought about that, especially in baseball where you're almost playing every day. How do you, like you said, they put you in a hotel for a week. It's not like you're going to have a lot of time to go find a place. So I would think they give you one for like the rest of the season or something like that. Does that
happen? Man, are you crazy? Heck right. No. Listen, man, not only do you got to find a place, okay, but now you got to get the air, you know, the AC, you got to get everything, all the amenities turned on, right? You got to get that. You got to get furniture in the place.
You got to be like a regular person.
That's
you got to take
handle
your business.
I mean, because you're at the ballpark so much, you know?
Fellas, you got to do all of that, and they're not helping you. They give you that hotel for about a week. You better figure it out yourself. You know, and wow. usually guys got agents, or they got, you know, like when I was traded to the Yankees, I had a buddy of mine who, you know, lives in New York that helped me out big time. But, hey, man, you're on your own when it comes to that. And then, like I said, the expectations. When you show up to your new team, listen, man, we just traded for you. So we expect you to come in here and lift this team.
Right.
You know what I mean? Lift us up and make us better. That's the expectation. So, yeah, bro, it is not easy, fellas. It's not easy because your whole – and imagine this. I'm waking up in Cleveland one day, and next day I'm waking up in the Bronx. I'm waking
right.
up in New York.
I'm talking
the next day. I ain't talking about like 3 or 4 days. I'm talking about the next day. You know what I mean? You get in a different uniform. It's tough, fellas. It can be
tough.
Well,
look, the Dodgers were trying to improve. I mean, they had a deal set with Eduardo Rodriguez, the pitcher, and he blocked the deal. Now, first of all, I'm a little baffled as to why
he's the Tigers' best pitcher. You know that he was an all-star, Chris.
I mean, wouldn't you want to go there and win? But anyway, maybe if you want to talk about that, go ahead. But have you ever been traded anywhere where you just didn't want to go there?
Well, I'll tell you, when the Braves traded me to Cleveland, I didn't want to go. But that had nothing to do with Cleveland. It had everything to do with my love for the Braves. You know, I wanted to play my whole career with the Atlanta Braves. So when I was traded, you know, a few days before spring training ended, no, I didn't want to go because I was a Brave through and through, you see. But I got over it and had a great time in Cleveland, played with some great guys, a great city, a wonderful place to play. But Eduardo's situation is interesting to me because you're right. You know, you got an opportunity to go to L.A., an organization that has won, an organization that will try to win. And it's also an organization in which your name can become a much bigger presence in the game of baseball. I mean, you're in Detroit right now. You go to the Dodgers, man, you could become a household name. But the fact that he had the Dodgers as one of his teams that he did not want to be traded to, that I always think that's something personal. See, I had the Red Sox. I had the Red Sox as one of my teams. And I think I might have had Philly. Why? Because I don't like Boston and I don't like Philly.
Right.
So I don't want to go play there.
Right.
I'll be honest with you.
For him to have
the Dodgers, I mean, I don't know him, but that'd be the question. Like, what is your issue with the Dodgers? What is it about them?
And they're a blue blood. They're a blue blood franchise, home of Jackie Robinson. Like, it's hard to hate the Dodgers.
That's my point. Like, why is it that you don't want to go to the Dodgers? Again, fellas, a team that you know has a great chance of being in the playoffs, a great chance of, although all roads lead through Atlanta, they got a great chance of getting to the World Series. Why would you not want to go there? Guys have their personal reasons, fellas, because I don't know him, but I would like to know what that reason is.
All right, Dave, how about the Mets? Okay, they got rid of it within days, Max Scherzer and then Justin Verlander. But do they deserve credit for going in on those guys, right, when they decided to try to put that team together, or more credit for cutting their losses and trading them because they think it's or is it a little bit of both? Which one are you closer to?
Hey, Rob, I feel like we talk about the Mets all the time.
Yes. Right? The Mets, M-E-S-S.
Let's talk about them again. Okay, the Mets tried to catch lightning in a bottle with Scherzer and Verlander, two guys at the end of the rope to see if they had a little something left in them, right? Now I think the Mets realize as an organization they're not going to catch Atlanta. They're not going to the playoffs.
Right.
So let's go ahead and just cut our losses right now and see what we can get for these two guys and just look to the future. Play the rest of the year out and just look to the future. That's my opinion when I look at the Mets. The Mets, to me, don't look like a team that's all that cohesive. You're playing in a tough market where the expectations are high. You know what I mean? A lot of guys – look, both those guys – didn't Scherzer have a no-trade clause in his?
Yeah,
he gave it up. He didn't give it up or not.
He did.
Like, I'm gone. I'm out. Happily, I'm out. You see what I mean? Those guys are so happy to be out of New York and going to new teams. You have no idea.
All right, so look, the Angels didn't deal, of course, Shohei Ohtani, but in fact, they went the other way and doubled down and brought in six different players, including Lucas Giolito and CJ Cron. So, was that the right move by the Angels in your opinion?
Okay, so here's what I think the Angels are doing. The Angels are saying, look, we're only 4.5 games out. 4.5, fellas. That is manageable. That's a manageable distance to be out of first place. So what they're saying is let's go try to improve our team. Mike Trout's coming back at some point, I'm sure. We got Shohei. We're gonna take our chances. We're gonna see if we can chase them down. In August and September, we're going to see if we can just chase them down. We're not getting rid of nobody. That's one way I'm looking at. Plus, you're still making a lot of money. As long as Shohei is wearing that uniform, you know they're making money with Shohei.
Right.
And then also, you're giving your fan base, the feeling that all fans want to have. They want to feel like, hey, man, we kept our star. And their fans understand that this could be the last run with Shohei. They understand it. So let's go ahead and go all in. We got six new players. We're gonna try to win our division. If we do, we do. If we don't, then hey, at least we gave our fans the feeling that we tried. Okay? Now, but if I'm the general manager of the Angels, you gotta feel like he's fielding calls, right? I mean, people gotta be calling him about Shohei.
Oh, I'm sure.
They gotta be calling him. So when I look at it from that standpoint, all I'm thinking is either these teams are not offering enough for Shohei, which is what I think it is, because if they come with the right offer, I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have let him go. I just don't think a lot of these teams are willing. They're trying to steal Shohei because they know he's not coming back. So they're trying to get him for a discount, and the Angels not going to just let him go for nothing. So they doubled down, got six new people, new players. They're only 4.5 games out. You got all of August and all of September to make up 4.5 games. Let's go play baseball.
All right. That is David Justice, the two-time world champion. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
And Dave, we would never trade you to another radio show. I just want you to know that.
Hey, don't trade me, fellas. I got a no trade clause.
There you go. All right, Dave. All right, appreciate you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let's go back. Remember yesterday we talked about The Athletic releasing their quarterback tiers, which they do every year. Surprisingly, Lamar Jackson has never been on tier one, Rob. That despite winning a unanimous MVP. But he's never been regarded as a tier one quarterback. This year was the same thing. He was tier two, which he's been for the last 4 years. And he was overall ranked seventh behind Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. And so I think, Rob, and I've been, you know, I haven't been like just one to just praise Lamar Jackson. He obviously is a great player. But I understood some of the apprehensions about, you know, he hasn't thrown it a lot outside the numbers, but hasn't had great receivers either. He's been had a great, you know, relationship passing the ball with Mark Andrews, the tight end, but outside the numbers hasn't really done it. But this year, Rob, with the new offensive coordinator Todd Monken, going to be more of a pro-style offense. OBJ, I'm not going to sit here and act like I expect Odell Beckham Jr. to turn back the clock, but I think if he's healthy and stays healthy, more importantly, I think he can have a good year. They got Zay Flowers, the rookie, who's tough.
OBJ. If he can stay healthy, right. He can't stay healthy, Chris.
Nah,
Let's just be honest.
Been his problem throughout his career, not just recently. And so, but I think he's got a good, the best receiving core he's ever had. You know, they're still going to be able to run the ball. And with this new offense that Todd Monken, the new OC, is putting in, Here's what one executive who voted in the tiers said. It was a defensive coordinator, I'm sorry, on Lamar. Here's what he said. If Josh Allen was in that same offense Lamar was in, meaning under Greg Roman, you would think of Josh the same way you think of Lamar. Josh was just in a more pro-favorable offense. Lamar, whatever they thought they were doing, simple fact of the matter is they put him basically in a college offense. It will be really good to see if Lamar elevates his game and people say he is more like Josh Allen. I'm expecting him to elevate his game, Rob. And so I do have him as a tier one quarterback. I get the injury issues, and that's a concern. He's missed, what, 10 games, I think, the last 2 years. But they didn't come running the ball. They came, you know, in the pocket. So I've been one to believe that you can't run like he does and stay healthy, but he has been able to do that. So, you know, I'm expecting a big year from him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's that many tier one quarterbacks. You know, I'm not so sure that he's not where he belongs because we haven't seen a sustain. And that doesn't mean that he didn't win the MVP when he did and he was unanimous and he changed everything. But I think sometimes when you talk about, like, all the things a quarterback can do, I think people are still waiting to see some of that, Chris. And some of that has to do with not having the right pieces, needing him to do right. other things. And I think that's why. Not that he's a bad player or he's not good or dynamic or he can't be that, but I think that's why the jury's still out on him. And I think this is a good test, Chris, this year to see exactly who is he with some wide receivers and guys to throw to. You know, you start having to respect that pass, Chris. That opens up even more yardage for him. And if you come in and put an extra man in the box, say, I'm going to force you to throw the football downfield, and he starts connecting on long passes and all kinds of other stuff, he's going to be almost impossible to be able to defend. Because what do you do, Chris? How do you cheat if he's hitting receivers downfield with some accuracy, or he's running for 20 yards in chunks because you don't have that extra man in the box? I mean, he's a nightmare for defenses.
Remember, his second year in the league, and you're talking about rushing, and one reason he was so tough to handle was because of the threat of the run, but he led the league with 36 passing touchdowns his second year.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's when he won the MVP and was great, led the league in QBR as well. But here's some more numbers from him. He's one of six players in NFL history to reach 100-plus passing touchdowns and 4,000-plus rushing yards in a career, and the fastest to do it, Rob, by 31 games. Now, keeping it real.
Thank you. Go ahead. Do it.
Those
do
are
it.
Great numbers, and it's a great achievement. But the game is so different.
It's not
they
the same game.
So much more. Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
And it's not to take anything away. Right. You just said it. We're not, like, downplaying what he did. But when you go back and look at Terry Bradshaw, and he threw 38 passes, Chris, in three games. 38 right. passes in three right. games. They throw that in the first quarter. No, like, so stop
different.
It.
Yeah, it was so different. There's no question about it. It's like comparing three-point numbers, you know, to back in the day. Oh, Bird only hit one a game. I mean, they didn't shoot him. So you can't really compare him. Here's something else. In the regular season, Rob, we know he's won 74% of his games, which is big. 45 and 16.
That's a big number.
Completed 64% of his passes. You know, he hadn't thrown for a lot of yards. And we'll see again if that changes this year. I am expecting him to have a big year. I get the apprehension. I've at times, you know, I've said he has. I wanted him to throw the ball better outside the numbers. But the fact is, the offense wasn't that sophisticated, nor did they have the great receiving core. And so you're right, Rob. This year, we'll see if he can do it.
Right. He could wind up winning the MVP, Chris. Remember, he got off to a great start last year. He was playing great football.
Then they struggled a little bit for a little while.
And then they kept winning.
They kept winning. Yeah. Then he got hurt. And so I think the Ravens are going to be a load this year, Rob.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Because the fact is, they win with him. And they, you know, their defense is always solid.
Until further notice, I mean, like you talk about 74%.
Yep.
Ain't too many quarterbacks walking around with a 74% winning percentage. I don't care who you are. That's a 3 out of 4 games. You winning 3 out of 4 games?
I think the only other active quarterbacks above 70% for their careers are Mahomes and, believe it or not, Jimmy Garoppolo. Rob, you check that out. But, yeah, Garoppolo's at 70%. And Lamar's at 74, and then you got Mahomes. Mahomes is around 80. But, yeah, so we'll see. But it's a big year. Look, he got his money. He's obviously going to be in a good headspace. He's got some receivers. I'm sure he's excited about the new offense. And so we'll see if he can prove, you know, the doubters wrong, Rob. I do think he's going to be throwing it more. And not, you know, trying not to run as much. Obviously, that's always a weapon that he should keep. But I think he's going to try to be a little more of a pocket passer. And you're right. If he can add that to his arsenal, how are you going to stop him?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.